بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الله عز وجل من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها أو أزيد ومن جاء بالسيئة فجزاء سيئة سيئة مثلها أو أخفر ومن تقرب مني شبرا تقربت منه ذراعا ومن تقرب مني ذراعا تقربت منه باعا ومن أتاني يمشي أتيته هرولة من لقيني بقراب الأرض خطيئة لا يشرك بي شيئا لقيته بمثلها مغفرة رواه مسلم. معنى الحديث من تقرب إلي بطاعتي تقربت إليه برحمتي وإن زاد زدت فإن أتاني يمشي وأسرع في طاعتي أتيته هرولة أي سببت عليه الرحمة وسبقته بها ولم أحوجه إلى المشي الكثير في الوصول للمقصود. وقراب الأرض بضم القاف ويقال بكسرها والضم أفصح وأشهر ومعناه ما يقارب ملأها والله أعلم. حضرت أبو ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه says رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله سبحانه وتعالى says this is a hadith قدسي wherein رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that Allah تعالى says whoever does one good deed, so just one hasana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases, multiplies that one good deed to 10 times more. So a person who does one good deed, he shall receive a reward 10 times the like thereof, or as yet, or even more than 10 times. And that person who does just one bad deed, then he only gets the punishment for one bad deed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he wishes, Allah will forgive him. So one who commits an evil deed shall be punished the like thereof, or Allah will forgive him. Allah ta'ala then says, وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ مِنِّي شِبْرًا, whoever comes to me a handspan, that's that amount. تَقَرَّبْتُ مِنْهُ ذِرَاعًا, I come to him 2 handspans, that's a cubit. وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ مِنِّي ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ مِنْهُ بَاعًا, and that person who comes 2 handspans towards me, I come to him an arm's length towards him. Whoever comes walking to me, I come running to him. Whoever meets me with the entire world filled with sins, and he does not associate any partners with me, Allah says, I meet him the world full of forgiveness. Now from this hadith we can again understand the abounding mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that here a man does one good deed only, and Allah multiplies it minimum times 10. So one good deed you do, minimum you're going to get 10 rewards, as though you did 10 good deeds. And in fact, Allah ta'ala multiplies the good deed. On the other hand, you do one bad deed, Allah does not multiply the bad deed to 10 bad deeds. Allah only gives the punishment of one bad deed. And in fact, if Allah wishes, Allah forgives the person turns to Allah ta'ala, he makes tawbah, istighfar, and Allah even forgives the person, Allah obliterates that sin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about coming close to him. Of course, Allah is free from any direction or any form or any shape, but for our understanding, that person who comes close to Allah ta'ala, in other words, he obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just 1 handspan, such a short distance, and Allah doubles it. Allah comes closer to him from his side, Allah comes 2 handspans closer. And that person who comes 2 handspans closer to Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala comes to him and hold arm's length closer. So whatever we are doing, Allah doubles it. And that person who just walks towards Allah, in other words, he does good deeds according to Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, he walks towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now he begins to hurry with doing good deeds. Ataytuhu harwala, you walk towards Allah, Allah comes running towards you. The meaning of this is Allah ta'ala then pours his mercy over you, and before you can even reach Allah ta'ala by doing your good deeds, Allah does not even make you do many good deeds, a few good deeds that you have done, of course the faraid you have to do, and whatever little that you are doing, Allah appreciates it. Allah does not make you undergo a very long journey in reaching him. Very easily and very quickly you will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person does so much of sins that the whole world, the earth is full with sins, as long as he does not associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will forgive him completely. Allah brings the whole world full of his forgiveness, his mercy. So again, in this hadith, we understand, as we mentioned yesterday, that this chapter is about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates our little effort that we are making towards Allah ta'ala. I normally say, take baby steps towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah comes running towards us. Allah creates avenues for us to be forgiven. Allah showers His mercy upon us. Allah ta'ala guides us. Allah protects us. So Allah ta'ala multiplies rewards minimum 10 times, or in fact much more. And the person made one guna and he turns to Allah ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah wipes out that sin completely. And if he doesn't make tawbah, may Allah give us the tawfiq of making tawbah, but then to only one bad deed is written against his name. Whereas good deed he has done, Allah multiplied it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to come close to him. The more we turn to Allah, wa in zada zitu, the more the person makes the ta'at of Allah ta'ala, he obeys Allah, Allah ta'ala increases his mercy for the person. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. This hadith, inshallah, we should reflect upon it the entire day. And this teaches us so clearly, so beautifully, how kind, how loving Allah ta'ala is. We're doing one good deed, Allah multiplies it. One bad deed, Allah only writes one bad deed against us. Allah forgives us. And we must come closer and closer to Allah. The more effort we make, the more Allah ta'ala brings, showers His mercy upon us. Do not lose hope. Even if a person committed so much of sins, it amounts to the entire world, Allah is still prepared to forgive us. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.